Day 20, March 9th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, and was written by Bishop Darren J. Rogers, board member, class of 2017. Think about a time when you were completely focused and had all your attention on something that was particularly important, and right at the critical moment, when you were finishing the most critical step, out of nowhere, an interruption. During the fourth quarter of a playoff game, your team is driving for a last-second win, and your spouse steps between you and the TV and asks for advice on their outfit. The COVID-19 pandemic was the most monumental interruption to society in the last 100 years. Sometimes it might not look like God is present, as it was with Joseph being sold into slavery by his brothers. Life thrown off course, plans interrupted, dreams put on hold. Yet there is a type of interruption that can occur that can potentially be life-changing by releasing God's virtue in your life. We get upset when something interrupts our expectation, but sometimes an interruption is exactly what the doctor ordered so that the healing process can begin. Could it be that God wants to interrupt our pain and suffering to exchange it for new life and wholeness? In Mark chapter 5, there were two desperate people who needed help, and needed it now. Jairus had a sick child who lay dying at home, and he convinced Jesus to follow him home to heal her. But there was also a woman with a 12-year-long issue of blood who heard about Jesus and believed that if she could get close enough to touch the border of his clothes, she could be healed. This woman, considered unclean, had the audacity to get down on the ground and push her way through the crowd of people and touch the border of Jesus' garment, and she was immediately healed, delaying Jesus reaching Jairus' daughter. Jesus immediately felt healing virtue leave his body. "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said, "What are you talking about, Jesus? Everybody is touching you?" "No, someone touched me." When Jesus finally makes it home with Jairus, they receive the news. "I'm sorry, Jairus. She's gone." Jesus said, "The girl is not dead." That seems like such a strange thing to say. She was dead. Everyone knew it, including Jesus. However, Jesus saw things very differently from everyone else. To those present, it was final, and it was real. But Jesus saw it differently. The girl needed only to be awakened, something very easy for Jesus to do. Could it be that we are just one desperate situation away from experiencing the life-changing virtue of Jesus, if we just reach out to touch him? I believe that now is the time for a divine interruption to take place in your life and in the church. We need divine interruptions to disrupt our norms. There, the Spirit of God will interrupt our routine and release God's divine virtue in us. Today's prayer. Father, thank you for your love and healing virtue. You are never late. You are always on time. Help us to reach for the border of your garment when we sense you near, and help us to trust you when we receive distressing and fearful news. We look to you for our strength and draw upon your virtue to sustain us. We thank you for working with us, in us, and through us in our struggles. To you be all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, Amen.